Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about why guys that are a little bit older date women that are younger. It's almost always, guys are always a little bit older too, in some cases a lot older. Of course, we always joke around, it's because of the old scratch, right? But truth of it is, in almost all my relationships, including my long-term ones, I've almost always been anywhere between 8 and 10 years older to the extreme, which was 18 years older. And then as far as just having a little casual fun, I think, I was 45, maybe 22, 23 years, right? So that was a very young 20-something with me at 45. And I get away with that partially because I look a little bit younger than I am. But even when they find out my age, they've never really had a problem. My long-term relationship of a year, almost a year and a half, I guess I should say, was with somebody 18 years younger than I was, and she didn't care and I didn't care. So it worked out quite well. But it wasn't always for the Dineros. As a matter of fact, you know, even when I was dating at those ages, I was still kind of pretty much red-pilled. So it's not something that, you know, I didn't consciously say I'm not putting out any money. I'd still pay for dates and things, but I didn't spend anything extravagant. If we spent the weekend together or something, I might buy groceries to cook dinner and maybe pay for one evening out, you know, $50 or maybe $60, something like that. But when you're dating a college student that's 18 years younger than you, you're going to have to put forth a little bit of the money. But it was never about money per se. And it never really has been in my relationships. So I pulled up a relationship advice page that says 21 reasons why older men are dating younger women. And then at the end of this, we'll talk about which ones are where, as we go, we'll talk about which is accurate and which is not so accurate. So let's get started. Says 21 reasons why older men are dating younger women. Why do young women get involved with older men? When a young woman is romantically involved with an older guy, we might assume he's the payee, or that one or both are getting something out of the relationship other than love. We make those assumptions because we attach age with power or money, but that's not the reason for a May-December relationship. The traits that women are looking for in husband material, or just stable relationship, are most commonly found in men aged 18 and older. Well, obviously, I mean, they're not going to find husband material at 12. And as women age, they're still consistently looking for someone older because it is assumed that older men are more civilized, more mature, more capable of providing for them. So let's look down at some of these reasons here. Number one, I'm not going to read their paragraph because it would be very long. But to boost their ego. They say they want to keep the company. The younger women allow them to boost their egos and feel good about themselves. Most men suffer from a huge ego. Okay, well, we can tell who this is written by. Truth of it is, that was never my thing. I don't think a lot of guys, now maybe some guys do it to make them, hey, look at my arm candy. But I think a lot of guys, it's not so much an ego boost. I mean, it's just more of an attraction thing. I don't, but there are, you know, the term trophy wife is there for a reason. So maybe it does make some guys feel good. So we'll call that one a tie. They believe younger women are more fertile. Well, they are. I mean, if you want to look at the science behind it, they are. And I don't have the numbers in front of me, but as you know, I think the cutoff age now is close to 45. At 38 to 40, sometimes you need assistance from the medical profession. And before that, though, it does drop off. I believe the best times are, you know, 18 to 22, 18, 23, something like that. So I guess this could be a reason, but I don't think this is something that's conscious in the front of a guy's mind. They want to regain the feelings they had in their youth. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I'm sure how they word this, though. They say it means to regaining feelings they had in their youth. They haven't been hardened by life. They still laugh more, smile more, and see fun and everything. That much is true. That is one of the reasons why I do date younger, is because not everything is so serious. You know, we talk about on a lot of the apps that you'll see, the dating profiles will sometimes say, like, had my fun and games, no more flings, time to be serious or find that serious relationship. Well, no one wants to hear it's going to be serious. You don't sit down at a bargain table and you're playing a hand of poker and what you're betting and going to lose and gain and all that stuff from a relationship. It's just you want it to be casual. You want it to be fun. And that is one thing that I can say, that everyone that I've dated that is younger and kind of still in that phase of life where they're enjoying themselves and it's not now time to be serious, they're a lot more fun. So I don't know if I'd call that regain the feelings they had in their youth. I think it would be they just like someone that is adventurous and someone that's fun and funny and a little bit more relaxed and laid back about life, because that's where you're going to be attracted to someone. They make them feel prosperous. The fourth reason why older men like younger women, they think that having a young woman accompany them makes them look more prosperous, make their peers envious. I guess, but that kind of goes back again to the arm candy kind of thing. And like, I don't know, I never really even considered that, because most of the time we were too much, I didn't go out near colleagues, and we didn't really go out on the town, and if we did, it wasn't with anybody I knew. So I don't know if I, but again, maybe some guys do, maybe some guys do. I'm not. Number five, for fooling around. Bingo. That's not number five. That should be number one, honestly. Why? Because, you know, women are, they even say here that, you know, it takes a little bit longer for men's drive to slow down. Usually it's in the 40s and 50s. Some, you know, some are earlier than others, but for a lot of us, it's still chugging along pretty strong in the 40s and 50s. And with the very young 20-somethings, they have lots of energy in reserve. Once you move up a little bit, things change when you move up a little bit in age. And fun. They're more energetic than their older counterparts. They're still at the stage of life where they're experimenting and having fun with everything. Dating often means nights out, creative hobbies, fun activities. That's true. I'm not, you know, I'm a pretty simple guy. And again, I just use myself as reference because that's all I have. As always, comment below and tell me what you guys think. I would find out that, you know, she would bring up really fun hobbies that I never thought about doing. We'd go to the range. I haven't been to the range in forever. We'd go out and play pinball and have, you know, what would you call it? We'd go to it was called the World of Beers, and they had like 350 selections on the wall. And we'd just try weird stuff from Korea, and we'd get little flights, and we might try 20 different little flights. Just always something new, and I didn't have to think of it. Most of the time, she'd come up with the fun ideas, and yes, an evening out might cost me 20 or 30 or 40 bucks. It was never super expensive because I never did dinners out. I always cooked. But we'd go out and have fun and things like that. So yeah, I always found that they just didn't take life so seriously. Curiosity about the world. Willing to explore and generally explore with you, and generally interested in your thinking and how you arrived at it. Yeah, I guess I could see that a little. I didn't, again, do a lot of traveling, but the couple of girls that I have dated, they did get into motorcycle riding because I had three motorcycles, and one of them was a two-up, so I could sit very comfortably, and they could sit, that had a backrest, and they could sit up behind me, and we'd go motorcycle riding up into the mountains, and we'd go on week-long vacations riding motorcycle and staying in a tent. So, but that's not something that I see, you know, a lot of women as they get into maybe the 30s or the 40s, being quite as adventurous, sleeping in a tent, no makeup, you know, that kind of thing. More economical, I gotta agree there. Like, the younger I dated, it didn't cost as much money to make them happy, simply because they're not used to having a lot of money themselves, so that they didn't expect, you know, big expenditures. Again, going out for a flight of beers that maybe cost 10 or 15 bucks, playing some pinball for $5 or $10 for the night, and just walking around and checking out things and having fun, a date night could come in at 25. I've been to dinners with women where the bottle of wine was more than that. So again, a little less expensive, but that's to be sure. Mutual learning. This one's an interesting one. So one of the long-term relationships I had with a 26-year-old, she was into CrossFit. She was into ultramarathon running. She did these Tough Mudders where you run the obstacle courses through mud. And she got me into it. And I had been a complete couch potato. I didn't get up and go running at all. But I got from a couch to a 5K, to a Kent 10K, to a 10-miler, to 15-miler, to 20, and eventually my longest run was 55 miles in a 24-hour period. Looking back, that's something I just never would have even thought of doing myself because I hate running. But then after doing it for a while and getting comfortable with it and learning about it from her, now I love running. Got into CrossFit. Got into some other hobbies that I really enjoyed. So I did learn a lot from her. And even though the relationship ended poorly, I gained a lot out of it. Now, would I have learned the same things from somebody in their mid-30s? Perhaps. But she was definitely, she was into trying more things because she wasn't so set in her ways. So she would do things that I would suggest. And she had some really fun ideas. They're more emotionally stable. It's true. Well, I mean, of course, we all see the TikTok videos and the dating apps that are the dating profiles that I put up here every once in a while, and some of them are pretty much a train wreck. But and in general, most of the ones that I met that were done with college and were in their young 20s, very early 30s, they weren't thinking about families, they weren't thinking about marriage, they were just thinking about enjoying themselves and going out casually dating and having some fun. And that was really the zone that I was in. And I always made it known up front that I was only casually dating. So a few of them wanted something more serious. I wasn't ready, and they broke it off and went about their merry ways. And in other cases, you just know you're not going to get serious. So it never, you don't have that conversation of like, where are we? What are we? Let's define everything. It was just much more fun. To recapture their youthful adventures. Yeah, that's kind of, you already said that once. They're still naive. Naive is, I think, the wrong word. I think that they're more open to suggestions from the older person, because we can say, I've got more experience, I've done this before, trust me, you'll love it, we'll have a great time, and they're going to trust in you. Where in other situations, a younger guy can't say that because he doesn't have those experiences. So I don't like naive, but commitment maturity, yeah, I think so. Not so much the commitment part anymore. Traditionally, though, yes. And yeah, maturity. We definitely have our ducks in a row. We're not worried. Most of us aren't worried about finances. We're not worried about who we are, what we like. We're kind of set. We are who we are. And if that's someone that they like, they don't have to worry about us changing much. The other thing is, too, that our eyes aren't wandering for every new thing that comes down the road. You know, when I was in my 20s, I didn't want to date usually past a week. Like a couple times, have a little fun, and then bounce. That's what I was about. But now, as I had gotten older, like I say, I'm not dating now, but as I got older, it wasn't so much like I wanted this smorgasbord. I wanted to see how many notches in the belt, because I've got plenty of notches in my belt. It was about the quality and finding one person that you enjoyed your time with and could get comfortable with and you could trust, which is, turns out, most of the time a mistake, was at least better for me. It makes them healthier. Like I said, she got me active. Man, I went from couch potato to running marathons. I'm not stuck in his ways. Yep, she definitely got me out of some ruts. She's open-minded. Yep, I think we kind of covered that. But yes, they're definitely a little bit more open-minded to trying different things. If you know what you want, she's likely up to the task. Again, we kind of covered that one. I agree. They're hot. Of course. That's just, you know, everything on a young person. And this is not to say that this isn't the same on someone that's older, because I knew a 50-year-old who hit the gym and was like a smoke show. So I'm not saying all or even the majority. I'm just saying that young girls, even if they, I mean, when you're a young person, you can eat pizza four meals and eat sushi and eat ice cream, and you can eat awful and you still stay relatively slim and relatively healthy and good looking. That was how it was for me. It's how it's been for most of those that I've dated. As you age, men and women cannot eat the same. You can't, or you put on some weight. You know, I've noticed now that if you turn just right, you get some wrinkles in the neck and little things like that. It happens. But with youth becomes tight skin, firm, usually slimmer, healthier, but they don't have to try. Whereas as you do age, you do have to try. And for those in the 30s that try, hey, that's great. But almost universally, every, you know, 18 to 25-year-old, they don't have to worry about it much. So you never have to worry about the decline in looks, as because usually you're not together long enough to worry about it. They appreciate you emotionally, financially. Yep. One considered me her like lover / mentor, you know. So I don't know how she viewed me, but it was certainly fun, whatever it was. Younger men normally have fewer responsibilities. Yeah, younger guys don't have, and for some of you that are younger, this is why I say don't worry about dating and trying to get a girlfriend in your 18s through, say, 30. Worry about your finances. Worry about your hobbies. Worrying about maybe going to the gym, discovering who you are, what makes you happy, your direction in life. Because once you get to the 30s and the 40s, that is going to carry you on. And then you're going to have a good foundation of who you are, what you want. Financially, you'll be more secure. You'll have a better identity, right? When you're young as a man, you don't have identity. young women don't need to have identities because they kind of are symbiotes. They kind of like become whoever they're with. That's why a lot of them, almost all of the girls that I've ever dated that were younger, well, that are considerably younger, they didn't have a lot of hobbies. Most women don't have hobbies. But if I was passionate about a hobby and I said, I'm going to go ride my motorcycle, I'd say, do you want to go? No. Okay, I'll see you next weekend then. And I'll go do my thing. So if they wanted to spend time with me, they had to do my hobbies. And again, they didn't really have any. So it was like, well, you either join me doing my hobbies or I'm going to do my hobby and you can do whatever you want. Well, after joining my hobbies of riding motorcycle and tenting and camping and hiking and doing these other things, well, all of a sudden, yeah, it's fun. And so they kind of moved over to my path. So yes, young guys have less responsibilities, but that's your time to get responsibilities and get your finances and get yourself squared away. And then as you're a little bit older, again, you'll be centered and they will kind of move to you. And that's one of the proponents I've said many times. You don't want to change your life to match a woman's. Because if that ends, you've pulled yourself out of your direction, out of your route, out of your goals, out of your path in life. What you want to do is you are going to be in your path in life and moving along. And you want her to just kind of drift over a little bit into your lane. And you may have to drift over a little bit in that direction. I mean, but what you don't want to do is have someone over here, you're over here, and all of a sudden you're like having to change. Oh, I don't see my friends anymore. I don't have hobbies anymore. She told me I can't do this or I shouldn't do that. That's not where you want to be. You want to find somebody that's like, the biggest disagreement you have is what side of the bed you want to sleep on that night. Like you have to be, but you can't do that until you definitely know who you are. Younger women are less likely to be cynical. Yes. Much better attitude, much happier about everything. They're in a better mood about things. Just everything's not so heavy. Everything's not so serious. Everything's not so meaningful. The one thing I will add to this that I don't see on here is younger women also, again, not all of them. We see dating profiles and we make fun of some of these profiles, but many of them do not have a family yet, right? There's no ex to contend with. There's none of that drama. They don't have a certain time they have to be home. They don't have to find a sitter. They can do whatever, whenever, however, outside of, say, work and or school and or whatever hobbies they have. So it leads to much more spontaneous fun. You don't have to worry about trying to align your time schedules nearly as much. So there's a lot more freedom when it comes to that. But also, once the family is in the situation, then it becomes I'm looking for a guy that can help support me, help be a part of my life, come into the family fold. And for many of us, that's not going to happen. That's not what we're looking for. Where younger, statistically, it's much easier to find gals that don't have the family yet so that, again, they're much more casual and laissez-faire about the dating. And that's, you know, it's a two-way street. You can say there's good and bad about that, you know. Yes, their partner count's going to be much higher. Yes, there's more likely that things can go wrong and they can, you know, go date somebody else or break up with you or cheat or whatever. But if you are not emotionally involved in that and you're just doing it for casual fun, as long as you keep yourself protected so you don't get the gift that keeps on giving and you have to go see the doc for a shot or something, then as long as you can avoid that and avoid accidentally becoming a parental figure, you know, you protect yourself, then it doesn't matter quite as much. I mean, yes, again, many of you say, I'd just rather not deal with any of that. That's fine. But for the young guys that are out there, or even the older guys that are out there that still want to get out and do this, as long as you protect yourself, you know, when it comes to being casual, as long as you screen them and make sure that there are no really bad red flags and that there are some serious concerns to worry about when it comes to dating, when it comes to getting to know the person, right? As long as you do that in a safe public place where you can't be accused of something that you haven't participated in, and that's why you want to make sure that you screen them for red flags in public. Once you kind of go through the steps, though, there's nothing wrong to dating. You know, and again, there may be a point in time where I do it again casually. I just don't have the time or the commitment or the energy or the effort right now. But they're in a better headspace when they're younger. And they're a single person still trying to find their way in the world. And a lot of times they will look up to you to learn something from and have some fun with. On top of that, yes, they also do get the free dinners, the free movies, and other things like that. But when you think about it, in many ways, if you're doing something casual, to pay for a dinner or a set of tickets to the movies, again, when you're financially established, $15 or $20 doesn't really mean much in the course of events. But if that means you get to spend time with a person that you like all weekend, you participate in the activities that you like, both in and out of the bedroom, then, you know, maybe that's something that might be right for you. But that's why older guys oftentimes will date the younger gals, because in many ways it's just more fun. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. Thank you for those that have. I really appreciate it. As always, comment, like, and share. Love to hear what you want to say about it. And go back and check out some of my other work. That's a great way to support the channel, as none of it is time sensitive. Guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And yeah, that's why guys, older guys, always date younger women. It's more fun. Thank you.